This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, what is the hope level for the Texans? We'll talk about that in the next segment, the final segment of the show. The Athletic has polled all of you out there that subscribe to their website and have Texans as their favorite team. They did it for all 32 teams. We'll get to that in the final segment. We had Nick Caserio on earlier today, talked about a bunch of things. If you want to go back and listen to the interview, I'm sure you will hear portions of it throughout the rest of the afternoon and the morning, afternoon, and evening here on the station. Tyler Milner's cutting it up as we speak. Or you can listen to it on our podcast or on the Odyssey app. Davis Mills is the only news item for today so far with the Texans. Davis Mills has agreed to an extension with the team to keep him to keep him contractually tied to the Texans through next season, 2026. 1 year, $7 million, fully guaranteed extension for the Texans' backup quarterback. Here was Nick Caserio talking about why they made that decision.
I'd say in Davis' situation, he's been as consistent a player over the past, call it, a couple of years as probably any player on our team. To your point, Sean, he had a really good training camp, so I have a lot of confidence in Davis. And you know, sometimes those things work themselves out. We had good constructive conversations with his representatives, and it's something that we all felt, you know, pretty strongly about from the offensive staff, D'Amico and I, and we were able to kind of get that self worked out. So Davis deserves a lot of credit, as does the offensive staff, Gerard, Jerry, Nick Haley, and Davis has put the work in. So, you know, that position is valuable, and, you know, it's not important until it is. So, like, we feel that room overall between CJ, Davis, and Graham, that we feel like it's a pretty strong room. So if we can kind of keep a certain level of continuity in place for a period of time, like, that's the goal. So, you know, happy that we're able to work that out with Davis. And, you know, Davis has earned it without question.
So Davis has the people have been a courting Davis at times, or at least they've been looking into it and kicking the tires on Davis Mills.
Thought that was interesting.
I think that's a big so there's two reasons the Texans would want to do this and extend Davis Mills. One is just obviously to have a backup quarterback that you can trust. But then two, it also might be a down payment on a draft pick that at some point the Texans will pay a portion of this contract. And some other team out there might say, all right, look, maybe it's midway through this season, depending on how they feel about Graham Mertz or whatever. Let's say midway through this season, a team has bad luck with their injuries and they need a quarterback and they get a guy that, all right, we can bring him in and we actually have an extra year of control. So if we draft a quarterback next year, we can have a bridge quarterback, all of that. So it serves, there's two big reasons the Texans would want to do it. The price tag for a quarterback who is a planned backup, it's one of the highest paid in the league, whether it's second or third highest paid. You know, like Kirk Cousins obviously makes more, but that wasn't a backup contract.
Definitely
that they
not.
Gave him. Yeah. Deshaun Watson.
Definitely not a backup. He's the fifth backup on that team.
so it's a hefty price to pay. But I feel like there's a really good chance that the Texans end up trading Davis sometime in the next couple of years.
Do you? I don't think it happens this year at all. Like Graham Mertz
in the next couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's I just don't. 2025, I think there's a 100% chance he's with the team all season. But to your point, if you know Graham Mertz being in the building for a year, if he's got a good training camp next year, he makes them. I just don't think Graham Mertz got any opportunity to make them feel comfortable enough to move Davis in a year. You know, that's the big thing.
That's interesting. Other than, you know, you hear the stories about Tom Brady when he was a scout team quarterback and he was basically running extra practices for the young guys on in his off time and all of that.
Yep.
And you do, as a scout team quarterback, you do go against the starters a lot, the starting defense a lot. So, but yeah, it would be it would still be a huge exception if he was able to prove it somehow in the next 8 weeks.
Yep. I like this move, you know, independent of all the trade part of it. Just if Davis is going to be here, he's grown on me as a backup quarterback for this team. He had a great camp. He really did. He had a good camp. It seems like he's really acclimated to this system, to Nick Caley's system, which I guess if you talk to people has elements of the Tim Kelly / Bill O'Brien system that Davis played in when he came into the league.
Both Davis and Titus have pointed that out.
Yes.
And that makes you feel old because it feels like, you know, it was only 5 years ago, but it feels like decades ago that Bill O'Brien was here, or just even that weird 2021 year where Tim Kelly was still on the staff.
Yeah.
So running Bill O'Brien's offense, but Bill O'Brien was long gone. There's so much weirdness over the course of 5 years.
Sounds like, or I should say, I saw a tweet yesterday that showed Brandon Cooks and Tyrod Taylor kneeling on the sideline and said, give me one word to describe this season of Texans football. It was 2021.
Yeah.
I retweeted it. I said, it's not one word, it's two words, but I use it all the time. It's fever dream. That was that season does not feel real in retrospect. Like if it feels like something that was you were Dorothy at the end of it, like, there's no place like home. When D'Amico, even Lovey the next year, I just felt a little more normal with Lovey.
Well, that was still Jack Easterby got fired in October of 2022.
Yeah.
That was the first time that things started to feel a little bit like, okay, all right, maybe this will start being a normal organization again.
Fever broke.
And it really was. Until they hired D'Amico, it really, really, that's when, and even then, there's trepidation. People were nervous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then for the first year, there were a lot of people convinced that, of course, Nick doesn't like D'Amico and he's going to fiendishly try to get rid of him.
You
or
didn't
what
say
have
that.
You
said, you said that you thought they'd get along really, really well.
Before
D'Amico was even hired, you said that.
There were people that were very skeptical. I don't know. It's people get stories in their head, or they just, you watch too much Netflix and you feel like everybody's always plotting against each other. It was until last training. There were still a fair number of people, at least based on people that DM me or text the text line, that really thought that, nope, Caserio's going to have it in for D'Amico. He doesn't like it. Doesn't like the loss of control.
They really
like
it.
And it's the exact opposite. I think those two have a great working relationship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This was interesting. Caserio had this to say. Seth, you brought up pass protection by the running backs and how good it's looked in camp. And Caserio agreed with you on that. And I thought this was fun that he kind of extrapolated from not just running backs, but you've got to have a certain mindset at any position on offense. But I thought this was interesting about the wide receiver position.
It's like receivers blocking. Like if you're on this football team and you play a receiver, you're going to have to block. This isn't like it's optional whether or not, like there's no choice. So you're going to have to go in there. You're going to have to block the force. You're going to have to dig out a defender. And the way the defenses play nowadays, there's going to be an extra defender. So how do you account for that extra defender? It's probably going to be the receiver. So the receiver's going to go in there and do the dirty work and dig him out, or he's not. And if he's not, he's probably going to not be playing here. He's going to be on another team. So, I mean, Hutch will go in there and do it. Nico will go in there and do it when he's asked to do it. I mean, even Tank, I mean, I know he went in there and he got hurt, you know, against Denver a couple of years ago, but it's not for lack of effort and, you know, mindset and toughness. So it's emblematic of what we want this team to look like.
That's the part. Okay, the mention of Nico there, You know, Nico is the best receiver on this team. He's by far the highest paid receiver on this team. And you go back and watch Nico, like a mic'd up Nico Collins, like a 6-minute cut up of Nico in a game. The best clips are the ones of Nico blocking, in my opinion. Like those are the energy that Nico Collins puts into that part of the game, the part that nobody pays attention to because it's away from the ball. Go find Nico Collins mic'd up and go watch the ferocity that he runs around and blocks guys with. Like it is for a receiver that's his level. You know, Nico is a top 5 to 10 receiver in the league. I think you'd have a hard time finding any of the other receivers in that level that put the energy into blocking that Nico Collins does.
As Nick was talking about that, I couldn't help but think of the tragic story of Cornell Powell, who had a really good final preseason game. They've been on the team for like 2 days at that point.
Like six catches.
But there was one play, and it wasn't like he wasn't a willing blocker, but he was supposed to crack down on a defensive end, and the defensive end anticipated it took him for a ride.
Yeah.
Like drove poor Cornell Powell about 8 yards across the field and ended up having a tackle for a loss.
Man.
It was one of the few tackles for a loss that the Texans offense had this year. And I'm wondering if that's what did Cornell Powell's chances in on making the practice squad.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I know he was trying.
Yeah.
He's been on the team for like 2 days.
I know.
What do you expect out of him? He's not a bigger guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How big was Cornell Powell? 6'2", 205.
Yeah.
So not tiny, but not big.
Not big. No, not big. All right. So if you want to listen to the entire interview with Nick Caserio, you can do that on the Odyssey app. You can do that on the Payne and Pendergast podcast, and we'll have more throughout the day here, and obviously tomorrow as well, as we start to work towards game day on Sunday. 3:25 kick against the Rams on Sunday here on Sports Radio 610. Seth and I have you for Texans Countdown starting at 12:25 local time here in Houston. All right, up next, the hope level for the Texans, according to Texan fans. Are they optimistic? Are they pessimistic? And where do the Texans rank on optimism compared to the other 32 NFL teams? We will discuss that. The Athletic has the numbers. The numbers are in, and we will have them for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.